It's Monday the 16th of February 2015 and I'm still in the hotel at Heathrow Airport. It's 5:30 in the morning. I've been awake for the best part of 2 hours listening to podcasts and reading and now doing some work. So my intention is to get to the gym at 6 o'clock when it opens, spend 45 minutes or so there, breakfast, off to London and down to Gatwick Airport. From there I'm going to fly to Genoa in the north of Italy, called Genova by the locals. I'll go to my usual hotel, the Giardino di Albaro, where they know me well, and meet my good friend and colleague Giuseppe Aleo. Giuseppe is a translator, a linguist. He speaks fluent Italian, obviously, and English. His parents are Italian, but he was brought up in the UK. He speaks French and Spanish. I think he speaks German and has many other skills and languages too, but he's more than a translator. He's also doing a PhD in health promotion at the University of Genoa. So this week I will be teaching master's students, PhD students, consulting with my colleagues on various papers that we're writing together, and having a Skype conversation with colleagues back in Hull with whom we're trying to set up collaboration in skincare, specifically related to melanoma. I love Genoa. It's a beautiful place. It's usually quite warm, but I imagine at this time of year it's going to be quite cold. But at any time of year, it's a very good place for running. So I'm looking forward to this, but I must also say that I'm really looking forward to the end of the week and getting home to see my family.
Small bags, such as rucksacks, handbags and shopping bags must be placed under the seat in front of you. Any larger items that will not fit around the seat area should be placed into the overhead locker. If they have wheels, please wheels first. We'd also appreciate your assistance by closing the overhead lockers once they are completely full. If they are seated in the emergency overhead exit row, then all of your personal items must be placed into an overhead locker, as the emergency exit does have to be completely cleared for all the time. And we are pleased to announce you may use personal electronic items for the duration of today's flight. However, please make sure they are now placed into a flight safe mode. And once again, we do not ask you to place all small items such as rucksacks, handbags and shopping bags well underneath the seat in front of you. Larger items that won't fit underneath the seat should be placed into an overhead locker.
Very good afternoon to you all. Your captain, Dr. Wallace, is my name, and on behalf of British Airways, welcome on board. It's British Airways flight to Genoa. Good to have you with us, all ready to go, nicely on time. Some introductions before we leave. My friend and colleague on the flight deck today, Senior First Officer Alex Bartas, lovely team looking after you. In the cabin, your person is Kim Groves. Taking off to the west from Gatwick today, a left turn after departure towards Goodwood in West Sussex. As we make our way southbound, we may well be turning the seatbelt sign off. If you're moving around the cabin later on and the sign comes back on again, could you help us out, please, by returning to your seat and fastening your belt securely? Do enjoy the journey with us. It's a flight time today of 1 hour and 40 minutes. Thank you.
To take you through our safety equipment and procedures on board this British Airways aircraft. We do ask you to give this short attention, and we do also recommend that you remove any personal headphones until the end of the safety briefing. The safety card in your seat area shows details of escape routes, oxygen masks and life jackets. It also shows bracing position, which you must adopt in an emergency landing. Emergency exits are on both sides of the aircraft. These are clearly marked being pointed out to you now. There are two exits at the rear of the cabin, two overwing exits on each side in the centre, and two at the front of the cabin. Please take a moment now to locate the nearest exit to you. Do bear in mind the nearest usable exit may be behind you. To help you find your way to the exits, additional lighting will be provided in the aisle and floor level. In the unlikely event of having to use escape slide, leave all hand baggage behind and remove any high heel shoes as they may well tear the slide. Please now ensure that your table is folded away, your seat is in the fully upright position with the armrest down, your seatbelt is now fastened. The seatbelt is fastened, adjusted like this, and unfastened.
It's just approaching 10 minutes to 5, 10 minutes to 5 now in general local time. And we're expecting a touchdown at 35 minutes past 5, which has us arriving on stand exactly on schedule for you. Latest weather from Genoa, northerly breeze there for the moment, some light rain and the temperature on the ground in the 11 degrees. Thank you.
Per favore, il giardino di Alvaro.
Sì?
Via di Gaspar.
Sì, lasci più.
It's always a hair-raising landing at Genoa, and today was no exception. You come in parallel to the mountains with the wind coming down the mountains, and it tends to lift the plane up from the sea. So it's always fun. Apparently Genoa is one of the airports that many European airlines make sure their pilots can land at before they're allowed to fly with them. It's considered to be quite a tricky one. Then it's a taxi journey to the hotel, the Giardino di Alvaro, where I come about three times a year, and everyone knows me, which is very nice. It's a small three-star hotel, very comfortable, very friendly, very well situated. My friend Giuseppe Aleo is here already, and we meet in about half an hour to go out for dinner. But in common with the last two nights, I won't be long before I'm in bed because I'm pretty jet-lagged. So I'm looking forward, I guess, to getting to sleep, and then tomorrow see what that brings. I think I'm teaching tomorrow, but because I'm slightly confused, I haven't really been able to catch up on all that, but Giuseppe will put me right tonight. As far as I'm concerned, that's the end of the day in Genoa. It's very cold here. I've been out for dinner, for a pizza and a glass of wine with Giuseppe, but it's cold and windy and I'm still jet-lagged, so it's time for bed.